Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to Holly and Tommy with Big Dave and Aaron. Aaron, you out there?
Hey, what's up, man? Usually you're like, hey, this is Big Dave, and with me always is Aaron, and then I'm like, what's up? Sorry, man.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't do the intro to your standards.
It's okay, dude. Year after year, show after show, you've done it the same each time. It just kind of threw me. I was waiting for something awesome, and then I was like, ah, you know what? After 5 seconds goes by, there's going to be nothing. And on the radio, 5 seconds is like, that's an eternity.
Huh. Yeah, well, I guess so. I mean, the positive note is that we surely haven't wasted any time in the intro segment.
Technically, we're 1 minute into our intro segment, so we're almost done with our intro.
Yeah, look at all the topics we've covered already.
Technically, the intro is just for doing what we're doing right now, which is just mostly what we do for the whole show, which is just a lot of whatever we want.
No, that's not true. We are structured.
Structured.
Society without structure is chaos.
Yes, and in which case it would fall into the law of entropy at that point.
I guess it would. Well, hey, it's fall. It's a good time of year. It's the hardest time of the year, but it's a good time, I guess. I guess it's still summer technically, but, it's fall. Doesn't it seem like the seasons are like a month off from reality? Like, it's always like hot as balls and you're like, man, this is a hot summer. And then some asshole's like, yeah, well, technically it's still spring, right? You know what I mean?
Yes, I know exactly.
Yeah.
Now it feels like fall and technically it's summer. Like, I was back with you a month ago and the leaves were already starting to turn. I was like, dude, are we midsummer? Am I off somewhere?
Yeah, and now it's rainy, and you're like, hey, fall is here. It's like, and then that asshole comes back around the corner, and he's like, well, technically, it's still summer. I'm like, you know what, you asshole? You are a month off. It was summer a month before this, fall now. How did this happen? I don't know. And then when it's cold as all get out, you mentioned winter, and here comes that asshole again.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's not winter for another 3 weeks.
Technically, it's still fall.
Yeah, it's like, can you see your breath? And is your snot frozen to your face? It's winter.
It's winter.
It's when I won't have my life dictated to me by the seasons. When it's cold, it's winter.
Yep, and when it's hot, it's not winter.
That's, yeah, right?
I don't know.
Bro,
well, you want to go ahead. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, I was just asking how you were.
Great. You don't care. Let's skip the formality. Who are we kidding? You want to ask how I am, and then I'll ask you how you are. Neither one of us give a shit. We just want to get to the news. Am I right?
Yes. Yes. Hey, we don't include the weather in our news. Why is that?
Nobody gives a shit about the weather.
That's true.
You know who's going to be out of a job in the next 10 years? The weatherman.
Weatherman. Actually, the truer question is, why does he still have a job?
Yeah. I never liked the weatherman. Have you ever seen a weatherman that you watched or saw all the time that you liked? I never liked any of them. And you know what? They always sucked at their job, too. So I think they've had this coming for a long time. And you know why they're going to be out of a job? Because no one waits to listen to the weather. See, back in the day, we were slaves to the weatherman because you had to tune into the news. And you had to wait all through all the crappy news stories to hear the weatherman at the end. Not anymore. If I want to know what the weather's going to be, I hit the app on my phone and I have a 10-day forecast like that. And it's way better than that asshole ever did it, I'll tell you that. That guy was right about 50% of the time. Siri's got it down.
This is Washington weather. Hey, there's a 50% chance it might rain. That's every day you live in Washington, ever. Dude, it doesn't matter what season. Dude, maybe in the wintertime that rain will be called snow. Just a formality. Dude, if you're on the East Coast, hey, it might be only for a few hours and then it's going to be heat soon. So, dude, you're equally, I don't know. I think that's why they love extreme weather, which isn't really extreme, but I'll say extreme by their standards, because then they actually get to pitch something like, hey, there's
yep,
some-
that's yeah. why, because there's a fucking hurricane, people actually want to tune in and watch their dumbass. That's the only thing that'll keep them on the air. That is when the phone is not good enough. It's like, holy shit, something's happening. We better stop anything productive we're doing to watch them loop the same shit on the news every 8 minutes. And then you want to see that weatherman. But see, they got to earn their money now. They can't just stay in the studio. You got to see them out in the weather, like getting like borderline blown down the street. You know what? That's just karma, you know, for giving us shitty information for 50 years. You know, you get out there, weatherman. You get your ass blown down the street. That's what you had coming. Well, let's go to the headlines. What do you say?
Yes, let's do it. Let's get out of this weather nonsense. Let's get out of the weather into some news.
Biggest headline of the week, the iPhone 7 released. You know what would be great is when people listen to this, like I'm sure they will 10 years from now, be like, iPhone 7. Was that thing you held in your hand that didn't read your mind? Anyways, the iPhone 7 did get released, or it's about to get released. And I saw a photo of some dumbass walking out of an Apple store, jumping with joy because he just dropped, you know, $800 on a phone and probably $500 to cut somebody in line. But anyways, iPhone 7, I don't know. The thing is, actually, the iPhone 7 looks pretty cool. Looks like they made changes that are pretty awesome. They got rid of the headphone jack. They has two cameras on it now. Like each one has kind of a different lens. The camera got an upgrade. Actually, looked like they did a bunch of cool stuff. But all I hear covered about it on the news is how they just keep changing minor things. And is it really going to be that great? It's somewhat freaking waterproof now, which is awesome. But I think where our society has moved into, they're starting to hate Apple and Apple products now. And isn't it a funny shift?
It actually is. Apple was like paving the way to, yeah, you know, this is what I think. Are you ready for it? Maybe you don't hear it because, dude, we both know that you and your wife both have Apple phones. My wife and I both have Android phones.
Uh-huh.
I think possibly, correct me if I'm wrong, because you don't fit into this demographic, but maybe you can relate to what I'm about to say. I think it's that Apple popped the trendy crowd. So we're not so much angry at Apple, but the trendies who are populating the Apple market.
Yeah, I think what it is if you used to have an Apple, it used to be like, oh, you fucking rebel, you have an Apple, that's crazy, like, oh, I'm too afraid to get rid of my PC. But now it's like Facebook, right? Everybody cool, all the cool college kids, all the cool high school kids had Facebook. But then all of a sudden, like, your mom and dad had Facebook, right? And your aunt and uncle were on there, and Gam Gam and Pop Pop, you could connect with them on Facebook, right? Who wants that? That's not cool. Right? Same issue with Apple. It was like, oh, yeah, my cousin that wears the skinny jeans and has all that shit in his face, he's got an Apple. He says it's pretty great. That was when all the rebels had it, right? But not anymore. Now everybody has it. Your mom and dad have an Apple because it makes sense. It's awesome, right? But it's not cool anymore. So I think everyone is searching for the next cool thing, and Apple's not it. It's too big. So they're just done with it. So even though 7 was a good release, I think no one wants to give it the credit it has coming because they want to be trendy and cool. Well, I think they can all go be trendy and cool, and I'm going to keep buying Apple shit because it works, period. Am I right?
Yeah, I think that was – see, I came into it under a different app, the music avenue, because Apple had GarageBand, and for musicians, fantastic in that regard because it recognized your rock band making ability to yourself, or not really produce, but to make something yourself, to get down and dirty and throw something on tape. And so I came from that side of it, in which it was, dude, it was a useful tool. You said it exactly. It's useful, and you can use it, and it's practical, and it's simple. The learning curve is much less than anything that existed before it. So I have to agree that technically, the only reason that Faith doesn't like it, not Apple, but just the Apple, is that when she's doing photos, she has to go in and individually name them, like information.
In the Apple product?
In the Apple stuff, yeah. And so that's
small price to pay. It's a good product. You've fallen in line with all the other trendy hipsters who are bitching and moaning about nothing. Who cares if you have to individually name the photos? It works, right?
No, that's the point. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. I'll stick
join the masses.
Dude, I'll have Apple everything else. I just...
You make me want to vomit.
Why do people hate Apple? Let's ask a guy that has an Apple that is really bitter right now.
No, I didn't sell out for shit. I'm telling you, like, I'm unbiased.
Wait,
just
what?
Saying if you don't like Apple, you're an idiot.
Okay.
Because that's okay. Not the attitude that's... I'm just joking. You can get Android. You can get whatever you want. But, you know, that's just that magical American attitude that has our nation so fucked right now. You can believe in whatever you want to believe. You're free to do that. But if you don't agree with me, you're an idiot. Right? I think I'm hitting dangerously close to politics now. Anyway,
yeah,
we got to get out. We got to get off Apple. We got more to cover. We got to start blowing through some lines here. We're off of not those lines, brother. I'm talking about headlines.
Let me put down my razor.
Yeah. Ryan Lochte.
Oh, man. I'm already
tired. Ryan Lochte's back in the news. Congratulations, Ryan. Looking for another opportunity to embarrass your home country. So Ryan Lochte is on Dancing with the Stars. You never miss an episode of Dancing with the Stars, right?
I never do. I watch each episode twice, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. I watched like 7 minutes of one episode once, and I wanted to slam my head in the door. It was horrible. What a horrible show. I'm disappointed that people – anyways, whatever. Ryan Lochte is on Dancing with the Stars, and two protesters ran up on stage and threw something at him. And they had to cut to commercial. Tom Bergeron, which, boy, wish he was still on America's Funniest Home Videos. That new host really ruined it. But stay on topic here. Yeah, Ryan Lochte, what a dumbass. He goes to the Olympics. He lies. He embarrasses his country. And then he comes back and goes on Dancing with the Stars, and he's shocked when people hate him. Dude, he's just like... it's like he didn't register that everyone knows you're a liar, and he kept lying, and now you're going to go on Dancing with the Stars, and you're shocked when people hate you. Of course people hate you. Everybody hates you. That's the only reason you went on Dancing with the Stars. Piece of shit. I hope he doesn't go to the Olympics next time. Anyway.
All the gas stations are probably all right.
Yeah, right? It's pretty clear I'm not biased on that issue either.
No, it's yeah,
I just want to report it like it is.
Okay. Well, maybe we should skip the unbiased media topic.
Is media unbiased?
I can't remember the last time it was. Wait, was? No, it's not.
Back in the day, the media used to be the fifth arm of the government, kept everybody honest, unbiased news. But now it's just like, it's like biased news. That's it. You either follow. I had a hard time finding an unbiased news to follow. USA Today is liberal USA Today. Fox News is, you know, right-wing wackos on the right, and it's hard to find anything in the middle if you did want. If you were interested in unbiased news, it's hard to find anything. It's just crazy. It's just everybody pointing their finger at, no, I'm right. If you don't agree with me, you're a retard. It's wild out there. Am I right?
It is wild, and you are right.
Why is the media so biased?
Bro, dude, it's exactly what you were saying with the iPhone 7. And this country in general, it is filled with entitled, unknowing. Dude, what's the word you used the other night? It was genius, and it totally fits.
Marshmallow.
Macklemore.
Machiavellianism.
That's, man, it just doesn't even sound like a word I could even pronounce if I heard it 10 times in a row. But I believe that is... That fits.
You know why? You know why I know that word?
So strongly. Why?
Because I'm a genius.
Why isn't that one of the topics?
That I'm a genius?
Yeah.
Or Machiavellianism. Machiavellianism is your willingness to the ends justify the means. Your willingness to lie to someone to get them to agree with you or believe you, because lying to them is of no consequence to you. You just want that person to side with you and believe you. So it doesn't matter, right? But that's our society today. It does not matter. Like, blah, 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 blah. Hillary Clinton this, Donald Trump that. Lie whatever you have to do because it's so horrible if they vote for the person that I don't want to get into office that it doesn't matter what I have to do. We've just lost our sense of integrity, and it makes me want to vomit. Horrible, right?
Dude, it is horrible. You're right. I've fallen into that trap. I can think of moments myself where I've done that, just gotten so emotionally attached to what I wanted to be right that I just started calling people out on – ultimately, you're calling people out on truth, and when you are faced with the truth, it puts you in your place, and that's a very – Dude, that's very also. It is embarrassing. What's the actual word? Very humbling moment in which you have to digress and kind of sit back down.
And it's the hardest during election time right now. If you look at Hillary Clinton, you know what else I hate? I hate that they gave her a little HRC nickname, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Shut up, seriously. Like she doesn't even deserve those three letters. Anyways. Hillary Clinton, like the whole thing with her health scare in the news was she had pneumonia. She didn't tell everyone she had pneumonia. I don't care. Like, I don't care about that. I don't care about her health. Honestly, I'm not even. What's that?
Is pneumonia contagious?
Yeah, pneumonia is contagious. Doesn't matter because those are the peasants. She doesn't care if she gets the peasants sick.
Well, this was the thing because they were okay. So I don't know what news was covering it. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, they were downplaying it.
It was unbiased, I'm sure.
It was unbiased, actually. It was the what'd you call it, the fifth arm? Gosh.
Yeah, fifth arm of government.
I think you're talking about the fourth pillar of government. But we'll proceed.
It doesn't matter. Let's go.
They're like, dude, she was shaking little kids' hands. And they're like, oh, it's no big deal. Just a little bout of pneumonia. Where's a little kid's hand I can shake?
Yep, yeah, no big deal. Was it a peasant kid? Yep. All right. No consequence to me. And plus, they won't be a voting age for another 10 years. So who gives a shit? HRC 2016. Woo! Right?
Hey.
I don't care about the health thing at all. It bangs the drum of why everyone hates that lady. She's a freaking liar and a crooked politician. That's why everybody hates her. Jeez, if the Democrats had put someone halfway decent in there, it would be a landslide victory. Same with the Republicans. If they had put anybody halfway decent, Romney would have run away with the election already. People hate both those candidates so much. And honestly, you know, Trump is no prize. Like, he is lacking a moral compass, to say the least. He's a good businessman. but he is lacking a sense of compassion that I think may be required for that office. That's what I'm thinking.
Here's the power struggle because, dude, lacking, okay, let me go out on an unbiased tangent here. Lacking
good.
A moral.
Make it quick. I'm getting bored.
He makes a good businessman because he lacks those things. But when it comes to empathy and the ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes, which I think that's the exact same thing. Maybe that's not morality.
No, you just read us the definition for empathy. That was good. I think there's probably a few people out there who are too stupid. They didn't know.
Okay.
It's not a diss on the person out there. It's just saying. It is what it is.
We're just saying. You're probably voting for HRC, so don't. Anyway, just sign your ballot. Anyway, the point was, dude, yes, I originally have to admit, the reasons that he was a good businessman I thought would translate or project onto him being a great president, but you're saying the right thing in that the thing that makes him a great businessman could keep him from being a great president. Is that it?
It's true. It's true. The businessman aspect, he'll be good for the economy and everything else. But, I mean, there's a certain aspect that, you know, he is, you know, watching him and Marco Rubio talk about who has the bigger dick during the primaries. I was like, really? Like, come on. Like, people are like, it's an embarrassment. Like, you can't, like, I don't know. It's disappointing. Right?
Never mind.
You remember him and Rubio going back and forth? Trump's got small hands. You know what that insinuates? Ooh, you must have a small dick. Seriously, aren't we better than this? Like, that's what we've been reduced to? Who's got the bigger dick? Like, seriously. I don't know. But I'll tell you what. You know who else I saw in the news? It's loosely political at best.
No, I don't. You actually wanted me to guess? I assumed that you were going to say Donald Trump, but technically he wouldn't be loosely political. He'd be directly political. It must be
yeah,
coming up.
I don't know. I wanted you to guess. I was hoping you'd get the right answer because it's actually in our headline section of your summary here. So I was going to throw you the softball and say guess, and you'd be like, oh, I don't know, loosely political. I'll bet you that's Prince William and Kate. And I'd be like, holy shit, how'd you guess? And you'd be like, I don't know. And I'd be like, ha ha ha. And you'd be like, oh, wow. Anyways.
Doesn't the fact that they're a prince and princess make them directly political?
No, it's all for show, you know. They don't do anything important, right? But they're in the news, and this is what those two inconsiderate royalty did. They're going into an event, and an old guy behind them falls over, just like faints, or I don't know. Old people fall over sometimes. It happens, and they turn around and they run to his aid, get right on the ground and make sure this old dude is okay, and they help him up, and they get him back in there. And I watched that and I thought, holy shit, like that's what I want for America. I want someone running for office in America like that, that you can be like, check it out. This guy's a good dude. And the rest of the country can be like, well, we fucking hate America, but he is a pretty good dude. And be like, yeah, he's our president, right? Not HRC or Trump. Vote for Prince William and Kate. They're not even Americans, for God's sakes.
Actually, that would be kind of cool. What if we did vote them in?
I don't know, third line? I mean, I know they have to be an American, but we'd send a message if they got more votes than the American people running, right?
I think they actually have to be a natural-born American.
It doesn't matter. Don't try and confuse me with your legal jargon.
Apparently it doesn't. But that brings...
Natural-born.
Trump admitting that Barack was actually a natural-born American.
Yeah. Yeah, Trump he's got to soften his line now. Now all of a sudden he's got to fall in line because he's at a dead heat with Clinton. And he's finally turned this corner where he has to pull some Democratic votes to pull this thing off. So clearly he comes out with this health care, maternity, child care thing, And then, you know, he admits Obama was born in the U.S. Who gives a shit anymore, right? He's got like 5 minutes left in office. Nobody cares. He's trying to soften that line to pull those Democratic votes. And you know what?
Okay.
Hillary Clinton is just so bad that he might do it. He might pull it off. I don't know. But we got to move on to sports.
Response. Okay. Let's talk
you
about
response. Go ahead. Go. I mean, it better be good. You're cutting into sports time.
Yeah,
go ahead with your response.
It's not. I'd rather talk about NASCAR.
Okay. NASCAR in the news. Go.
NASCAR is still a functioning organization. If you can believe it or not, there is still millions of people who like watching cars go around an oval track fast. It is something
yep.
about fast cars going around that oval track that people can just get hypnotized by. And they do it by
they do. And the people that get hypnotized with it definitely don't fall into a stereotype. Like
no.
when you watch NASCAR, you definitely don't see an 80-pound dude with an oversized NASCAR t-shirt and a 300-pound wife. Like, you never see that.
Nope. I mean, they're not stupid, but they ain't right.
And you know what? That asshole out there listening right now, he's like, I like NASCAR, and I'm a professional man, and I have a career and a family, and I live in the suburbs, and I drive a Volvo. I believe all of that, but you're not the generality, sir. Too many people fall into that stereotype, and good for them. It's a free country, right? But and you know what? Those people are better than the HRC and the Trump supporters because they don't care if people don't like NASCAR.
No, they actually don't. They just like it because they like it. If you don't like it, they don't pick on you. They're just like, oh, okay, well, rock and roll, America. Then they drink another beer and they go back to watching NASCAR.
America. Hands off my fucking guns. Right?
Yeah.
America. Onward in the news, Colin Kaepernick continues his protest by taking a knee during the national anthem. And I'll tell you what about Colin Kaepernick. Dude, this dude does not care anything about anything he's protesting against. You know why? Because if he cared about anything, that guy would have been spending his time at the children's hospital with Russell Wilson, but instead he was taking pictures of himself in his shoe closet with all his fly kicks. That guy doesn't give a shit about anything but himself, his contract, marijuana, whatever girl he's with, nothing. And the only reason that asshole took a knee during the national anthem was because his ass was about to get cut by the 49ers. Isn't it a weird time to take a knee in preseason? Nobody watches the fucking preseason. Why would you take a knee during the national anthem in the preseason? Why? Because the 49ers were about to cut him. He takes a knee, does a national protest, and you know what? All of a sudden, if the 49ers cut him, it's a racist organization and they can't. So they didn't. So he kept his job. Good for you, Colin Kaepernick. But you gave away your integrity in the process. Maybe you didn't have it to begin with. I don't know. And you notice everyone else who follows suit, these no-name athletes who we don't know anyways. Some Jeremy Lane from the Seahawks does it. Who gives a shit? No one knows who that is except for they do now because he took a knee. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Oh, man. It was a fire episode, Aaron, wasn't it?
It was full of fire.
Fire and piss and vinegar and all that
yeah.
other shit.
Just like blowing around in all of our faces.
I feel like I feel bad that we have to sign off, but we do. We're going to have to pick this up next time and continue solving the world's problems.
I know, right? 4 months from now.
But we'll be back. We'll give the people what they want before that. Well, Big Dave and Aaron signing off for now. Aaron, parting shot.
Oh, man. If you can't afford
less than 10 seconds. Come up with something good, please.
I was saying it. You always tell me to come up with something, and then you like
it. It never happened. It never.
When in Rome,